This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado lawmakers voted today to ban plastic bags and styrofoam containers, though the rule will not take effect for years. CPR's Miguel Otarola has the details.
Major supermarkets, convenience stores, and retailers would start charging 10 cents for paper and plastic bags in 2023. Those stores will be banned from providing plastic bags the following year. Restaurants would also be banned from using takeout containers made of polystyrene, commonly known as styrofoam. Democratic State Representative Lisa Cutter sponsored the bill. She says it will encourage people to bring reusable bags when they go shopping.
You know, there's no intention to be punitive to anyone in terms of enforcement or to encumber local governments with extra work. We're just relying on restaurants and retailers to comply because it's the right thing to do and because it will be the law.
The bill now heads to the governor's desk. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
And the legislature is expected to wrap up the 2021 session any minute now. From sage-grouse protections to oil and natural gas leasing, Tracy Stone Manning faced tough questions during her confirmation hearing today to lead the Bureau of Land Management. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Stone Manning stressed the Bureau's multiple-use mandate for how it manages its lands, from energy development to hunting, and she's committed to working with all groups.
I have spent a career of balancing the needs of various communities and stakeholders, and I would do that and then some in this position.
And that includes some Colorado-specific issues. Stone Manning says she'd consider the concerns of the people of Grand Junction as the Bureau debates its headquarters location, as well as a review of the Uncompahgre Resource Management Plan. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado plans to spend millions of dollars in federal aid money encouraging unemployed people to go back to work and unvaccinated people to get their shots. Those giveaways weren't necessarily part of what Congress had in mind. We'll find out what Colorado's members of Congress think about it. The story is in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Red flag warning till 9 for Grand Junction, the Western Slope, and the Roaring Fork Valley. Denver's at 92 degrees. This is CPR News.